question of age, women, aging, and the forever self, written and read by Jacinta Parsons. I watched him place the glass in the furnace. "As hot as Hades," he said, as it heated up to 2,000 degrees. Impossible to imagine that anything can survive that type of heat. The heat changes the shape of the glass and transforms it into something that can be worked with, so it can become something new, something that he was already imagining. "People have been blowing glass since around the first century BC, he tells me, his eyes on the gob of glass that he's pulling out of the furnace. Soon enough, this simple lump would be blown and transformed into something almost unrecognisable, something beautiful. I walk to the strip of shops down the hill and along the main road, lined up like a gang of scruffy children were a milk bar, a fishmonger, and a computer parts store. They were covered in a grime that had been layering for years, and the once proud white paint had soiled to grey. I had $3 tucked into my jeans to spend on some salt and vinegar chips and maybe a chocolate Big M. I took this walk as much as I could. I was 14, bored, and desperate to feel my skin against the world. I hungered to find myself somewhere new, or at least I wanted to be new myself. I was dressed for the occasion, my favourite singlet top with the tiny flowers and the new white jeans that my mum had bought me. I had teased my fringe up and flipped it over so that there was a quiff at the front, so that I looked like I had more hair than I did. I did the best I could with the tiny amount of makeup I had hidden in the bottom of my bathroom drawers, just enough so that no one would notice. And sitting on top of my skin, I would wear a vulnerability that burnt when the wind blew across it. "Shh," I would hiss. "Hold it together, you idiot." My entry into this world happened, it seemed, when I had not been watching. I had sensed it coming, I think, when it was just rolling in over the hill. But I didn't understand what it would be like to be part of this new world. My teenage performance so far had been a hopeful shot in the dark for something I wasn't sure about. What would it mean to be loved? I spent hours daydreaming in a dark bedroom. I would close the door like a caterpillar taking to its cocoon, closing my eyes to the transformation that was taking place within me. I would imagine what might emerge when the transition was complete. I squeezed my eyes shut, hoping that when they sprang open, I would be different, beautiful, wild. I studied other girls in my year at school like a naturalist observes the behaviour of plants. What had those girls conjured to look as they did? Their hair so perfectly placed, their eyes dewy and alive, their clothing a perfect measure of rebellion and attraction. How was it that they performed this transition into the world with such confidence? Who told them how to make this change seem so effortless? Their leaves twisting and turning, knowing instinctively that they needed to follow the light. How were they taught to intuit the path of the sun?